This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How are you guys fit for storage space in your homes? You guys got enough storage space?
Horrible.
You need a little bit more?
I need more.
You need more storage space?
We can organize it better, but we got plenty.
And you know what? There's a handful of issues that people run into when it comes to their home storage.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 inconvenient storage mishaps. You've got one. I've got one. Nope, not that ingrown hair next to your pleasure palace. It's the proverbial catch-all, the junk drawer. And you look at it and dig through it, knowing that stupid plastic letter opener you got at a county fair in 2012 is still in there. But so are those extra screws from that bookcase you put together. And a condom. And you expired in 2017. Let's say we roll the dice and take this thing out for a drive, shall we?
Yeah. You put the condom in the junk drawer?
Well, drawer. It's right there. I don't know what you put in your junk drawer.
That's a good call, actually.
Get the flashlight. That's not a flashlight, kid.
Right.
So close. It doesn't work. Oh, it works.
Like, I have condoms, like, right at my coffee table. If you open the right side, some people open it, and they go, why is there condoms in here? It's like, have you never had sex on a couch?
Right, in case you're on the couch. The drunk drawer, you're right, though. You know, getting frisky in the kitchen or something like that?
Yeah, to me, wherever you keep condoms, good for you.
Right. Well done. Congratulations.
I have some in my liquor cabinet, but I don't know why I put them in there.
I think it's only weird if you keep them in a drop seal.
If you put the little hole in the top, you can apply frosting.
Oh, no.
Mom, what are you doing? I'm birthday cake on the fly.
So this top 10 here came from a study that did study Americans' habits when it comes to their storage spaces, and basically everybody has a room that they designate as unsalvageable. It's just that's the clutter room. That's where all this stuff is going.
Yep.
And so these are some inconvenient storage mishaps that they had from that study. At the bottom of the list, somebody said, I once stored food on a low shelf and my dog ate it. We actually had that happen when I had my labs when I was living at home. We didn't have a crate that we kept the food in. We just had the bag in there, right?
Yeah.
And when my youngest dog, Angel, was a puppy, she would just come waddling into the living room at one point, and she was bloated to the gills. She was a thin dog, and she was just bloated to the gills. And we figured out that she had found where her food was at, and she would just gorge herself until she was fat as hell.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's all.
You ever go to a dog store where they have, like, the pizzle sticks and the chew toys? But they're in baskets, and they're, you know, right on the ground.
Yeah.
Well, when you walk in there with two beagles, you almost become like a Roman chariot.
Right. Right.
Like, you got one going this way, one going that way. Yeah. Like, dragging you across the floor and trying to keep him out of those baskets. Man, it's a battle.
It's a fight.
It's a battle.
Putting stuff in cupboards over the fridge that I cannot reach.
Not a problem I have, but my wife, every once in a while. Can you get the blah, blah, blah? Mm-hmm. Like, why did you put it up there?
That's also what I designated the liquor cabinet in my house.
Same.
Yeah.
Right?
Same.
I don't know what else you could. I guess you could put pans up there. But it just seems natural.
I designate that as you can't find it.
Okay, that's a good call.
Yeah.
Whatever you're not going to use.
I don't want you to know this is here.
Oh, gotcha.
Right.
That's where the sugar's at.
Yeah, like Chips Ahoy cookies.
Exactly. Ted, I'm right there with you. That's where my liquor cabinet's at. I have my regulars at the front that I can just barely reach, but then everything in the back, that's the fancy stuff that nobody gets to know about. More to your point there, Miles.
Yeah.
Worth saving.
You're exactly right. I literally did it last night. I have like a very nice bottle of rye in there, and I was like, yeah, I get a bottle of Jameson and just cover up that rye.
There you go.
Oh, football season's coming up. Boys right, coming
ready. Get it ready.
Hey, what a shot? Sure, get the JMO.
Dad, we're breaking out the rye, buddy. Right. What do you have this for? Let's get this drink out.
Do you have a step stool? Nope.
I'll just use this chair.
Yeah, I think I have one cousin that couldn't reach my liquor cabinet.
Nice.
Sorry, Tim.
Inconvenient storage mishaps. Putting things in the wrong areas and don't remember where I placed it and can't find it.
Yeah. Not so much anymore. It used to be a problem, not now. Now I'm very anal about just putting it back in the same place.
Right. And you know, I'm going through this right now. There are certain things that don't, quote unquote, have a place. You know, right. Your plates are going to go in the kitchen. Your linens are going to go in the closet or the bathroom. Your bedroom stuff is going to go in the bedroom. Then there's that other ambiguous stuff that just floats about your house. And so you kind of have to remember the general location of where you put this stuff.
Batteries.
Batteries, exactly.
Stuff like that.
Light bulbs, yeah. We finally, after like 10 years, have a designated place for batteries. Because with the kids, they always need batteries.
Sure.
Clearly, from all their sex toys or their video games. But either way, I'm like, all right, we got...
Because it's not a flashlight.
And the kitchen I'm in now is a little bit bigger, so I literally have a drawer that's just cords.
There you go.
Like flashlight, scissors, yep. And batteries.
Oh.
And the little air fresheners.
Oh, there you go. Good call.
There's also a special hiding spot for good stuff, like that you need, like passports.
Yes.
Yep.
There should be.
Other things.
Right.
Kind of a different level of junk.
Stored Christmas items in our storage building that melted during the summer heat.
Oh, damn.
I don't know what stuff that you have that melts with Christmas stuff, but...
Seems like a fire hazard.
It does, doesn't it?
Just for that time, fireplaces and all that. Maybe don't buy melty stuff.
It got hot in our shed over this last summer, but I don't know anything that we have in there that's melting down. Maybe a little bit deformed. Mm-hmm. I mean, it might have warped a little
bit, but
it's not going to melt.
Okay.
Stored things in the basement, and it flooded.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I don't have that problem anymore. But used
anymore.
To. Used to.
Yeah. I did have it. There was one instance in an old place that I lived where there was a little bit of flooding that happened. Didn't really ruin anything, so that was good. But I'm always worried about that when I'm in a new place. Like, can I put stuff in this basement? We okay?
Yeah. If you can elevate it, do, man. Even just put everything on, like, milk crates or something.
Exactly. Just a little bit off the ground.
Yep.
Take a pallet off your local street.
They're everywhere.
Inconvenient storage mishaps. Storing my Christmas decorations in the attic and then being unable to get them due to fear of heights.
Oh.
I say it every year. That's probably the most organized thing in my house.
Is your Christmas
my
stuff?
My Christmas box.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine, I mean, they're sitting out in the garage. I know where they are. It's getting close, you know.
Sure.
Next 12 weeks or so, my wife will ask me to go to the garage to get all this crap that I don't want.
My kids are Jewish. I don't have to.
Well, and the problem is that the Christmas stuff is never in that room over there. It's upstairs. It's downstairs. Stairs are involved.
But it's never convenient.
Stuff.
No. Never
convenient. And it's heavy. It's giant-ass totes full of stuff that's falling apart, and you'd rather just throw the dumb stuff away because you're going to go to the store and get some more crap anyway.
I spend a half hour untangling lights.
Oh, my God.
It's not my idea of a good night.
Don't put that there. It doesn't go
Why
there.
Why doesn't this work now?
Why would you put that over there? It doesn't fit there at all.
I do like it when it's all set up and done, though.
Yeah, me too.
When you look at it, it's just, you know, it's a half a day.
Well, I like being in Mexico, but I hate traveling there.
Yeah, exactly.
To me, it's kind of the same thing. Like, the end result, cool.
Good call, Steve.
Yeah, but you just come home and, like, two trees are up.
Well, my wife does all
that's
that
what
crap,
I'm saying.
Man.
Like,
I just have to get it.
Yeah.
Very sitcom reminiscent, this person says, opened up the hall closet and everything fell out on me. I haven't had that happen. Yeah. I have had it happen where I've, like, opened the fridge and something unsettled and
yeah.
then it fell out on me. I do, man, when I'm getting stuff out of shelves, though, I have an uncanny ability to knock everything out on my way out. Like, if I'm getting a spice out of the rack,
yeah.
I'll knock three or four spices out on the way out. It's like, I thought I was being careful with this.
Oh, my wife just tore me a new one about the spice drawer. I did not realize that she had it, quote unquote, organized. Well, and of course, for the last few months as I'm cooking, you know, I just grab what I need, toss it back in there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, she's like, oh my God. So she pulled everything back out.
But you leave the drawer open.
Right. And
she goes, I had this organized. I'm like, I believe you, but generally when something is organized, you can look and tell.
Is it alphabetical?
Dude, I don't
right?
know.
All right. My color?
All I know is that I did something exactly. wrong. It's like her scissors. Like
right.
I'll just ask you to grab the spices I need.
That's part of the fun of the spice area, though. Yes. Just kind of hunting through, like, all right, where's the spice? Oh, coriander. I didn't know we had that.
I'm going to use a little
exactly.
of that.
Right.
Come That's on. How I cook.
Inconvenient storage mishaps. When my kitchen was redone, the cabinets were designed to be all rounded. Turned out to be a full nightmare for storing anything.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't round anything in the kitchen.
No.
Yeah, I've had one of those in a place before. I thought it sucked.
Yeah,
like it looks cool until you try to use it.
Right. So your rounded cabinets are also going to lead to rounded countertops.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks for trying to cook, too. You need a flat,
yes.
even surface. The number of times, like, yeah. Some don't let your over-creativity mess with what you got going on. There's a good flow there.
Start being very utilitarian, and then just make that look pretty.
Right.
But there's a reason. Utilitarian works, man.
Exactly. You can make anything look good. You can put lipstick on a pig, and it'll be the best-looking pig that you ever found.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, I've gotten lucky with some chick, right. and the next morning, no makeup on. You're like, Jesus!
Right, but at least that picture's
going to be utilitarian.
That's a whole... And then the top inconvenient storage mishap from the respondents of this particular survey says when the overflow area started to overflow from that room into the dining room, and the next thing you know, you can't find the table. I feel like every house has some sort of a catch-all table, and it tends to be the dining room.
Yeah, because yeah. Pete, nobody uses it.
No.
Well, no, we use our dining room all the time, just not to eat. That's where the kids do homework.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
bills are paid, all that kind of, like, it's not that the table does not serve a purpose. We just need to stop calling it a dining room table.
Exactly.
As opposed to, like, the family desk.
Right. And it starts with, like, laundry, and then it turns, you know, all that
mail.
This right. I got this mail. I got this package off the deal. Here's a couple things that we bought at the store. You know, not necessarily groceries,
yeah,
but.
Any unopened Amazon package finds its way to the.
Yes.
Maybe we should just call it our Amazon table. Would you like to sit down and eat at the Amazon table?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.